Stevenson Memorial Hospital adjusting the hours of operation for the COVID-19 Assessment Center. The new hours will be from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. They'll continue to run on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays of each week. We had a chance to speak with Stevenson Memorial Hospital President and CEO Jody Levack about the changes.
Well, once again, Don, thanks so much for allowing me to come on MyFM and update our community on the hard work we're trying to do with the COVID-19 pandemic. So people have known that we've had an assessment center. We were one of the first hospitals to establish an assessment center early on in the pandemic, back in March. And we've been running that assessment center for 4 hours on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. I'm pleased to announce that we're going to increase those hours from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And we are currently discussing the possibility of expanding it further. You know, what we were seeing in our assessment center, we were testing upwards of 140 people in a four-hour period. But with the return to school and people returning back to work, all across the province is seeing unprecedented demand on their assessment centers. So we're moving quickly to do the best we can to service our community.
Now, we did have a listener ask about what do people who work from 9 to 5 do for a test? Where do they go?
Yeah, so there are assessment centers mostly established by hospitals throughout the province. We started our assessment center because our surgical services had slowed down, I was redeploying our peri-op and surgical nurses down into the assessment center. At the same time, you know, our hospital is ramping back up its surgical services. So we're doing the best we can within the resources we currently have. You'll notice on our website we've posted for some positions. We're looking to expand, and we're looking to grow and serve the needs of our community. And if people want, you can go on and onto the provincial websites and see what other hospitals are also running assessment centers.
Now, touching on the surgeries, we do hear that there is a surgery backlog that could take 2 years to clear across the province.
Yeah, so here at Stevenson, you know, we're over 200 cases that need to get into our ORs. And some of those problems, if we can get you under surgery, we can prevent, you know, more progressive illness down the road. So all hospitals are trying to get back into surgical volumes and take care of our community at the same time as trying to manage the needs of a pandemic. And so it's a lot of strain on, and for us at Stevenson, we're a small hospital. We're not it's not like we have a plethora of resources, but I'm really proud of how the staff and our physicians are pivoting here to best service our community.
We're speaking with Stevenson Memorial Hospital President and CEO Jody Levack. And Jody, is there a chance of expanding the assessment hours further?
No, I think just, Don, if there's people on that, you know, I'm looking. If I can go 5 days a week, I will. And if I can go 7 days a week, I will. The challenge, one of the things I continue to face as a big challenge here is our dated infrastructure. So, you know, we're trying to run a service in a 1964 setup, and it's creating traffic problems. And, you know, I'm sure neighbors are going to be upset because people are, you know, our parking lot is just not big enough to service this. And there's very few. The other thing is that we've had not a lot of help from around the town and other healthcare service providers to step up and help us run this assessment center. It's been left squarely on the shoulders of my team, and we're doing the best we can.